just a couple more minutes with David Orr here at Oberlin College in Oberlin, Ohio. David Orr is known for as an environmental leader. Bill Russell, Paula Gordon, David Orr, three people who care a lot about this. How do we make the world care about this?
Well, I think the good news is we are. If we'd been holding this conversation 25 years ago, we couldn't have legitimately talked about a global movement, but there is one now. And it's galvanizing around climate, around species, around development issues, justice issues, women's issues. There is now a global movement. And all of these movements are part of what Paul Hawken calls blessed unrest. And it needs lots of leadership and needs lots of more work, but there is, in fact, I think, a movement to save the planet.
Is Hawken's, that being optimistic, or is that being hopeful?
Well, I think it's being hopeful. If somebody, I've said to audiences around the country, if somebody's optimistic, you just don't know enough. Optimism is to, and the analogy I use in the book is it's to be a Yankees fan, and you've got two outs in the ninth inning, and two strikes on a 200 hitter, and Mariano Rivera in his prime is throwing smoke, and you're going to win the game. Now, you put your feet up, have another beer. You're going to win. Hope is to be a Cleveland Indians fan. And you've got a 200 hitter. You're down
you
two
know
runs.
About this.
And you've got a runner on second base. And, that you've got to be hopeful. But I said in the book that hope is a verb with its sleeves rolled up. It requires mandatory. If you're hopeful, you have got to be active. You've got to be doing stuff. And I think the only legitimate, you can't go to despair, as Gandhi said, and as we all know, that's a sin. And optimism is just, you just don't know enough. So hope is a sweet spot. And that's the place where we need to be. And it's mandatory on us to be hopeful. But to be hopeful means you're active. I mean, it is that verb with the sleeves rolled up. You've got to be doing things.
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, hope is obviously very central. One of the other challenges, I think, is to reinvigorate the critical faculty. To examine your own life, to examine the information that's being presented, to examine what you get off television or from politicians, whatever. But that critical thinking, which we're supposed to be good at, also is very important, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And now more than ever before. We're not in the game yet. We don't have the runner on second base, so to speak. And critical thinking is being eroded by television, possibly by the internet, by too much affluence, too little parenting, indifferent schooling. I mean, there are a lot of factors that are moving in that direction. And I've run my flag personally up the pole of education.
Education is precisely what David Orr is doing. By creating tangible objects from which we all can learn, he has chosen action over hand-wringing or denial. We thank him for his work, his leadership, and his marvelous sense of humor. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.